John in Massachusetts, what's going on at your house?
I have a regular sub pump. It's fairly new, but I wanted to have a backup system. And I've heard different things as far as just having another sub pump handy and a generator, or just having a battery backup.
So you basically have a couple of choices. You can use a battery backup. That's going to last you a short period of time, you know, maybe an hour or so. Or you can install a generator. You know, we here at our house, we have a backup generator that's hooked up to a transfer switch so that whenever the power goes out, it automatically cuts into backup power. And that generator has all the sort of the critical things on it that you might need, you know, your refrigerator, your heating system, and your sump pump.
And, of course, the generator size that you select will accommodate, you know, one or many of your appliances. So you really need to assess your generator based on what it is that you want to power in an emergency.
Yeah, there's a good website, electricgeneratorsdirect.com. It's run by a friend of mine, and they have a tool on there that helps you figure out what size generator you need based on how many things in your house you need to power when the power goes off. So there's a good place to start.
Now, what should I do as far as the generator goes? Should I, as far as just every year, start it up, just run it for an hour or so?
Here's what you need to do. First of all, I assume you have just a regular gas generator, gasoline-powered? All right, well, remember a couple of things. First of all, if you're going to use a gasoline-powered generator as opposed to a natural gas generator, which is another type, you have to have a steady supply of fuel. And if there's a power outage, very often the gasoline pumps in the areas around your house are not also going to be able to have the power.
Yeah, and you can't really store gasoline for quite an extensive amount of time at home. So you kind of need to keep refreshing that supply, even if you use a gas extender.
Well, if you use a fuel stabilizer, it'll probably last a year. But if you have no fuel stabilizer, it'll last less than 30 days. So these are important things to do. And most importantly, John, you want to make sure that you install a transfer switch. Now, this looks like another small electrical panel, and it's where you'd plug the generator in, and then you'd have all the circuits there that the generator is going to power. This makes it very convenient with just the flick of a couple of switches without running any extension cords or any of that sort of thing to be able to repower those parts of your house that you need. So it sounds to me like you're on the right path, but you need to get the transfer switch installed so that you'll have an easy way to convert from street power to backup power. John, thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.